gloomy. Dark and gloomy is the ideal description I'd stick on past week. These things happen, you know, some weeks you're less happy than others, some weeks some strange internal working of the body tells you to find a neat little corner on the attic and go sit there and just sob. Why is that? Well, let's say I wasn't too happy with my latest eyesight neat little macapps recording. Welcome to the 17th episode of Neat Little Macapps, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. Now, to counterbalance a week of misery, this week's app is Voice Candy. You better be sure to keep listening to this episode, because I'll be giving away, oh, well, let's say 10 licenses for this application. Yes, people, you heard it right. There will be 10 full-blown serials that were donated by the friendly developer of Voice Candy. And you can get one. How? Hey, just keep listening to this episode, of course. Keep in mind, this is an enhanced podcast, meaning that everything I talk about can be seen in the iTunes artwork window or on your iPod screen, of course. And if there is something to link to, you can click it in the iTunes artwork window as well. Okay, Voice Candy, what is it? Well, it's a fun application that you can use to record, alter and share your voice. You can give really funny sound effects to your voice in a very simple way, and you can then transpose or do things with that voice file you create. Current version is 1.1.2 Universal Binary. It's created by Potion Factory, and you can find out more about this developer at potionfactory.com. Now, why do I use this application? Well, didn't I tell you I had a lousy week? No, really. Actually, I found out about this application some time ago, and I just dig the fact that you can alter your voice in a very easy way without having to open GarageBand or something. The extra features of this app, hey, they're just the cream on the cake. Okay, now, Voice Candy consists of a main panel covered with funny-looking icons depicting a certain sound effect. The first time you run the application, it will ask you your gender, since apparently its recording features are adjusting to that kind of voice that you have, whether you're a male or a female, of course. You can change this later, of course. Now, underneath of that, there is a time bar with a record button. There is also a play button and an actions button. How does it work? Okay, very simple. You just select an effect, you hit record, and after that, you play back the audio to check if you're happy. And if you're happy with it, you can choose a certain action that has to be done with that audio file. Now, first let me cover the effects. First effect, chipmunk.
Whee! This effect makes you want to scurry up a tree and gather nuts.
Second effect, Vader.
And so is the rot that ate away my lungs, and so I talk like this.
Third effect, robot.
I bet that this is the effect I use in the Tacto Pro ad from Inside Mac Radio. I kid you not.
Fourth effect, phone.
Hello? Hello? Is this Neat Little Macapps? I just called to say I like the show and I hope you will play my voicemail. And I dig you, man. You're the coolest. Hello? Hello, Frank? Oh, man.
Fifth effect is just your normal voice. What? A cool effect, you say? This is my normal voice, you twit. Yes, I sound like this. Sixth effect, old radio.
Hello. Hello, London. This is Night Owl speaking. The pigeon has left the pig stable. I repeat, the pigeon has left the pig stable.
Seventh effect, bad sci-fi.
Ack, 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 we come in we peace. Ack, 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 ack.
Eighth effect, sore throat.
Yes, Henry? I don't think I'll make it to work today. No.
Yes, angitis.
Yes, angitis. Very sick.
And ninth effect, mouse.
I'm so nice and fluffy that nobody in the world would try to kill me. But why are you lifting your foot?
Keep in mind that you can change the effect even while you're recording. You can just hit another icon and the other effect will immediately kick in and it will be also recorded on that same recording session. Now, if you don't like what you've recorded, just hit the record button again and you will overwrite what you have just created. Now, what is it about those actions? Okay, so after you have recorded something, you can do a specific action with that sound file. Now, the default actions are reminder. Now, reminder, if you click reminder, you'll get a window that allows you to define a date and time, recurring or not, and you can set the audio file as a reminder. So at that time, that audio file will play. Now, if you select reminders window, you can get an overview of all your reminders that you have set already. So you can delete or edit your reminders. You'll also see reminders you missed because, for example, your computer wasn't turned on or Voice Candy wasn't running at that time. The next action is notes. You can save all your recordings just as it's a note. You can also, of course, get an overview of all your notes in the notes window, where you can listen to your notes there as well. Now, some nice features about this notes window is you can speed up the playtime to quickly scan through a note. So, if, for example, you know that somewhere in a specific note you said something but you can't remember what, just hit that extra speed option and you will go through that note in a much quicker way. You can also organize your notes in folders there. Next action is mail. You can hit send by mail and Voice Candy will automatically open up mail and attach the audio file as a QuickTime movie to a new mail. You can also hit send to iTunes and that will let you choose which folder in iTunes you would want to save that audio file to and immediately it will move that file to iTunes. It will even let you create a custom folder when you hit send to iTunes. You can also hit save to desktop and of course that will save that audio file as a QuickTime movie to your desktop. Now everything in Voice Candy has shortcuts. You just go to the menu bar in Voice Candy. You will see that the start recording and the play has shortcuts. The effects have shortcuts. You just hit a number from 1 to 9 for example. The actions also have shortcuts. So that's really, really cool. Now let's go to the preference window of Voice Candy and there you will see the general preferences where you will be able to change stuff like set the shortcut for starting to record something. You can change the specific shortcut for that. You can also choose startup items such as run as menu bar application which will shrink Voice Candy and put it in your menu bar just like a little menulet. You can also choose to let voicemail run at startup time and you can of course have it check for updates at startup. You can also select the reminder beep sound to this one of the sounds that your computer has and you can choose whether or not your computer should wake up from sleep to let you know a reminder from Voice Candy. And then we go to the recording preferences, where you can, of course, select which microphone Voice Candy should use, whether it should use the built-in mic or something else. You can hit a button to go directly to the system sound preferences, and you can choose a monitoring device. So you can select, for example, your headphones, and you will hear the things that you record through your headphones while you're recording it. And here you can also choose the speakers gender, whether you're male or female. And that brings me to the last panel, and that's the actions panel. And here you will see the default actions that come with Voice Candy. For example, the remind action, the save as note, the save to desktop, the send mail, and the send to iTunes. And you can choose whether or not they should be enabled, if they should be available to use. But you can also add a specific action of your own. And if you hit the button add action, then you get an extra pop-down window where you can add a specific icon so you can easily recognize a specific action by its icon. You can drop in, for example, directly an application into that or an image file. You just do what you like and you have that specific icon. You can give the action a name and then you can connect an Apple script to that. Now, I'm not really an Apple script savvy guy, but perhaps there are people out there who really enjoy writing Apple scripts. And if you have created something for Voice Candy, let me know. Send it to me or put it somewhere up on a site, and I'll be sure to let it know to the other people in the next episode, for example. But you can create custom actions, and that's really cool. Okay, some tips to the developer. Now, what really would be cool if you could somehow have some integration with iChat or Skype. That would be really cool. Now, you probably could do it with SoundFlower and have your audio from Voice Candy be sent to SoundFlower and then through to iChat or Skype. But hey, you never know. Perhaps the developer could, I don't know, sell his program to Skype or iChat, and maybe it gets bought up by Apple for lots of big cash and integrated in iChat, because this really would be something cool. You know that the next version of iChat will allow you to change the background behind you, but it would be really cool if you would have some Voice Candy integration in iChat, so you could on the fly while you're talking to someone just change that sound effect. That would be really cool. A second developer tip is that the effects should be a bit more exaggerated in some options, like the sore throat could be better. I don't really hear a sore throat in that, but it would be cool if there would be a little bit more effects or a little bit more exaggerated effects, or perhaps one specific icon extra, so you would have 10 icons in total, for example, and that last icon would be a customize icon, so you could customize the sound effect with sliders. I don't know, so you could, for example, save a specific sound effect you created yourself. That would be really neat, I think. Okay, and now some feedback from the mini battery logger contest. I still have one license to give away. So if you still are interested in mini battery logger, I'll prolong the contest 1 week. The only thing you have to do is just download mini battery logger, try it out, and just send me a screenshot of the program itself. That's all you have to do. Send it to me, and then I'll post all the screenshots that I got in, and I'll give out the serial number. So there is one more serial number for mini battery logger. Okay, to win one of 10 licenses of Voice Candy, all you have to do is grab the demo and send me a cool voicemail. I mean, just record something in the same fashion as I did to let you hear the specific effects I just gave you in this episode. Just create one, send it to contest@neatlittlemacapps.com, or of course just click the artwork, the link in the artwork window right now, and then I will play all the winners next episode. So be creative, people. Send me something and you'll hear from it in the next episode, I promise, unless I get, let's say, 100 submissions. Of course, that would be a bit difficult, but I promise that I will play each and every submission, unless they're very, very lame. No, I'll play them all. Just send them. Okay, a quick shout out to Steve from the Mac Attack. He did play my promo, people. Yes, check it out. Check his podcast out. It's the Mac Attack. And the current episode where he features my promo is number 53. Now, to hear which funny tailored promo I sent him, just head out to the Mac Attack website and go and get that promo. It really is a cool promo. You'll hear what I mean. So a big hello there to all the listeners from the Mac Attack who came to check out what that neat little Mac Apps guy is all about. And a big hello also to the System Trash listeners. Now, just for the people who don't know this, System Trash was a Vidcast podcast I did. I co-hosted with a colleague of mine, and we discussed all kinds of operating systems. And my colleague would set them up, all kind of exotic Linux distributions, and I would just trash them. Which is easy if you know what OS X can do, OS X, and you see what a Linux OS can do, then it's quite easy to trash a Linux OS, although I have learned a lot of things. Anyway, the System Trash podcast took a lot of time to prepare, to make, and always it was me and my colleague who had to have or who had to find time at that specific moment to do the podcast together. And that's very difficult when you have a full-time job, two children and a wife. So we had to let that podcast fade away into oblivion, and we send a voicemail or a message through the podcast to all the listeners that the podcast was dead. But hey, you never know, perhaps some people are coming to listen to this episode, so hello there to all you guys. Go buy a Mac. Anyway, you never know if you are a Mac fan, but you are thinking about perhaps putting Linux on an old PC you have hanging around there, go check it out, www.systemtrash.com. The site will be up there for a couple of weeks still, and then it will be taken down. Now, if you're a heavy open source freak, you can always head over to Dimi's podcast, which is my colleague with whom I did the System Trash podcast, and he created a new one, Source Trunk, and you can find that at sourcetrunk.com. And basically what he does is a bit like what I do, but then for the open source community. So you will find Mac apps there from time to time, because there are open source Mac applications, of course, but mainly you will find all kinds of other different programs. And he does, let's say, the open source neat little Mac apps version, if you could call it like that. Okay, that's it for this podcast, people. I'm very happy with the audio quality of this one. A nice week is coming up, so I hope you liked this episode. Feel free to hop in at the Neat Little Mac Apps website and leave your comments there. You will find show notes there as well, but you can, of course, always use the links provided in the artwork window down there and go straight to the website. If you have an application that you think is truly special, or if you're a developer who thinks that his app is just fantastic, be sure to let me know. I'll gladly give it a shot, and perhaps it winds up in this show. I had some really cool applications sent to me, or our tips sent to me, to a lot of listeners this week, so it will be difficult to try and track down the application I'll be doing in the next following episodes. Not difficult in amount of applications that I have, it's just difficult to choose which one I will do. There are so many. Another big shout out that I want to do is for all the developers out there. Yes, I changed the sponsor package. I threw away all the different sponsor packages. I created one big sponsor package and I diminished the price on that package. It really is a very, very low price. And the reason why is because I noticed that a lot of developers out there really don't have a lot of cash to burn. Also, they are just starting. For a lot of times, their applications are priced very, very low, so they don't really get a lot of revenue. So that's why I chose for this way of sponsoring. It won't get me a lot also, just enough to, let's say, pay the bandwidth. And I'm still wanting to get that M-Audio piece of FireWire equipment. Yeah, I dropped the Nikon D80. I know, I just, at work, we have this M-Audio device. It's a FireWire thingy, and it really sounds great. I have to have that. It really is cool. So I'm going to save up all my PayPal account money and try and get that in a couple of years. Anyway, so go over to the sponsor and press kit section of the site and download the PDF. You'll see what I'm talking about. Last shout out. Whoa, that's a lot. I put up some extra desktop pictures. So just go to the goodies page and download a lot of fluffy, neat little Mac apps desktop pictures in all kinds of colors. It's like the old iMacs you used to know. Anyway, I must forget to credit the music, and as always, that is provided by the British band Dark Horse. Track name is Starting Over, it's the instrumental version, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com. I wonder if they're listening. Should send them an email. Anyway, bye, keep loving those apps, and until next week.
This show is a proud member of
the techpodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
Techpodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.